Live from the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we're armed and teacherous. Thanks for the memos and more of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now the man who wonders if hall monitors will get guns too, it's Michael Feldman.
Thank you.
Oh. I forgot, that's just when that light goes on. So how are you then? Pretty good? Having a good day or anything? What do we got plans for tonight? What's going on tonight? Saturday night? You guys do anything? I can't remember. I used to do something on Saturday night. What was it?
Walmart.
Oh, no, bathe. Go Walmart. Walmart or the tavern? What choices have you got, really, you know? Beck, do they have taverns in Walmarts anywhere? That'd be really cover all bases. Maybe a chapel. Get married. Okay. Well, you know, each week at this time, we read actual memos sent in by actual listeners. Therefore, that he's going to do it from here, so don't worry about that. Okay? Okay. Yeah, so much easier. Thank you for that, though. Tom Blaine, ladies and gentlemen. He set up all these guys, musicians and stuff. He's a hero in my book. And people send letters, too. Look, I got actual letters. When's the last time you got a letter with a stamp on it? It comes through the mail, and a very nice person hands it to you at the door. What is this, though? Oh, this is from someone who says, loved your show when I lived in Memphis. Can't find it in Salt Lake City. Thought you might use this, though. Judith. Okay, this is from the Salt Lake City street paper. And it says, upon entering the upbeat contemporary style deli, I sadly was told most everything was sold out due to the large turnout. And, of course, that is Feldman's Deli in Salt Lake City. So at least there is a Feldman in Salt Lake City. It's just not this one. So that's very nice. And they have matzo balls there. Are they a big seller in Salt Lake City, matzo balls? I'd be surprised. Possibly. They're universal. Every culture has a matzo ball-like substance that is consumed. I think, right? Like Polish, what do Polish people have that's like a matzo ball? What? Hockey puck? The hockey puck, the Polish people have hockey pucks. Pierogies, yes. Well, they're more a stuffed thing, though, right? We're talking about a soup thing. They have potato, like a potato dumpling.
Gnocchi. Italian?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. More ideas. Come on. Throw them out at me. Throw them out at me. Ethnic cuisine. Come on. Throw them out. Oh, Clyde, you're still there. Clyde is still here, ladies and gentlemen. Clyde Stubblefield, in case you're wondering what that was. The funky drummer. Now just sit there. Take his sticks away from him. Here's another thing like that. A letter. Actual letter came. I love getting letters. It's from the Allergy Disease Center, Allergy Disease and Asthma Center, and it's a friendly 2013 remainders. I guess they meant reminders. Maybe they meant remainders. It's all left over from the so far. It says here, notify nurse if you are or become pregnant during allergy injection. I sure would. That'd be the... Say, listen, I don't know how this happened. So that's quite an allergy injection there. Made that up myself, that allergy injection, and back there. And seems to work wonders. Dear Michael, after Christmas passed, in a clearance bin, I picked up an electronic air guitar made by Totes Elements, a Tandy brand, under license of Isotoner. Wow, business these days. You know, you never know. Isotoner owns air guitars now. Is that weird? That's really weird. While for $5 the instrument is a cute novelty, it is included instructions that are priceless, Enclosed is an exact, unretouched, or edited copy of these instructions. Read it word for word. Okay. Well, and you'll soon see what I mean. To be fair, I called Totes, and the female representative who answered was with a very thick Georgia accent. I resent that. Just want you to know, everybody in Georgia, I resent that. At first, could see nothing wrong with the instructions till she kept reading and alerted her supervisor. Imagine how many were sold this way. Thank you and enjoy. Lenny Anconi, looks like, in Center Reach, either New York or Nevada. Okay, I got to read this word. No, I'm not reading this word for word. What is the funny part here? Air guitar operation specifications. Products contain small parts. Please do not put in the mouth. Swallowing may cause suffocation. Okay, that's very good. Okay. Little air guitar thing there. The thing about getting letters is you don't open them beforehand. And then someone sent me a police report. These are always good. And this is actually from the Waukesha Police Department. From reports from the Waukesha Police Department, so it's local. A caller near Hinman and Harvey Avenues reported around 8 p.m. January 28th a vehicle in the area that has the gas nozzle hanging out of the gas tank. Apparently, a woman drove out of the speedway on South Grand with the gasoline nozzle still in the vehicle. She then put the nozzle in the back seat because she had to get home for a bowel movement. Well, it's Waukesha, come on. The nozzle was returned to Speedway. Okay. That's pretty good for a police report. Here's a short memo. Let's just do a short memo because there's not much time anymore. Here's a very short memo. It reads as follows to all. Bacon in the break room. Hi, everyone. There is some leftover bacon from our meeting in the break room right next to the orange cake. Thank you very much for that memo. And where can they send these memos and other communications?
They can send memos to whatdoyouknow@wpr.org, subject line memos, or go to notmuch.com and find a way to post it there.
Okay.